A sigh of relief for Wall Street.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Now that it's raised short-term interest rates 17 straight times, the Federal Reserve may finally take a break. Yesterday, the Fed added another quarter point to the rate banks charge each other. It's now 5.25%, the highest level in more than 5 years. But the Fed hinted it could be done for a while. Some believe there might be one more increase in August. Either way, investors were jumping for joy. The Dow shot up 217 points, almost 2%, to reach 11,190. The NASDAQ had its biggest gain in more than 2 years, close to 3%. The S&P 500 put on more than 2% for its biggest day since October 2003. Another major drug patent expires today, this one for the popular antidepressant Zoloft. It's made by Pfizer. Last week, Merck lost the patent on the cholesterol-fighting drug Zocor. Marketplace's Amy Scott tells us about life after patents for these companies.
When a patent expires, analysts say a drug maker can lose up to 90% of its market share within months to generic competitors. Pfizer plans to fight back by selling its own generic version of Zoloft as well as the name brand. Merck is trying a similar tactic with Zocor by slashing prices for large insurers. It might seem counterintuitive for a company to undercut its own prices, but industry analyst Hemant Shah says drug makers don't have a choice.
By launching their own generic versions, either on their own or through another generic company, they can at least keep some of that profit, which otherwise would all go to generic companies.
Consumer advocates worry the practice could drive prices up. The Federal Trade Commission is looking into whether brand name manufacturers are stifling competition by cutting into generic drug makers' profits. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
I'm sure some people would like to see the IRS disappear altogether. Well, this might be as close as it's get. Flooding in the nation's capital has forced the IRS to close its headquarters for at least the next month. Here's Hillary Wickay.
The sub-basement at IRS headquarters had as much as 20 feet of water in it. Could that be a tax holiday floating our way?
It's not going to change any tax dates, I'll guarantee you that.
Tom Oxenschlager is with the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants.
The office that's closed down here is their national office, which sets policy.
But surely this will slow down the guys who audit, right? Terry Lemons is with the IRS.
Most of our key enforcement personnel work in other areas across the country, so that won't have an impact on our day-to-day operations involving auditing. The tax system continues on.
The IRS has been busy finding alternative work sites and setting up some of its 2,400 affected workers at home. In Washington, I'm Hillary Wickay for Marketplace.
A survey from J.D. Power & Associates asked people their favorite airlines this year. The winners, JetBlue in the low-cost category, followed by Southwest. Among the bigger airlines, Continental, then Delta. The most popular airports, Las Vegas and JFK. The least, San Francisco and Denver. You're listening to Marketplace. The Tour de France kicks off in Strasbourg tomorrow without seven-time champion Lance Armstrong. So will American viewers even bother watching? Here's Alex Cohen.
Lance Armstrong is big, really big. According to a survey conducted this year by brandchannel.com, Lance is the fifth most recognizable brand in the country, just behind Target. Although Armstrong won't be competing this year, his celebrity has brought a lot of new viewers to the sport, says Gavin Harvey. He's president of the Outdoor Life Network, which will be broadcasting the race. Harvey says he expects ratings to be good this season, in part because people are curious to see who will replace Armstrong as champion.
It's wide open. We're going to see a lot of surprises because these guys really want that yellow jersey.
Last year's race was the most watched program in OLN's history. I'm Alex Cohen for Marketplace.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced and distributed by American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
And by Picture House, presenting the Robert Altman film A Prairie Home Companion, with a cast that includes Woody Harrelson, Lindsay Lohan, and Meryl Streep, now in theaters.
The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation, on the web at kauffman.org.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. India is building a global reputation for IT, with so many tech companies outsourcing there. But the country's still pretty far behind in the computer world. For example, only one in 450 students in India has a PC. In U.S. schools, it's one in 10. But American companies are working on the problem. They're trying to make computers affordable and useful to India's millions of rural poor. Miranda Kennedy has this report.
Here in Mehsana village in western India, groups of women huddle around computers in a small room in a community center. Most of them are learning basic techniques and typing in their native Gujarati language. A few teenagers want my advice on how to spell the word welcome in English. The women are members of a community union which teaches them how to market the dresses they make and the vegetables they farm. And now, thanks to a grant from Microsoft, they're learning computer skills. Leela Solamki, an elderly woman with calloused, hard-working hands, proudly rattles off her new knowledge.
I learned all the parts of a computer, like the hard drive and the floppy disk. At first, I didn't understand the mouse and I couldn't make it move. I was a little afraid of it. But now I've even learned about laptop computers and that thing called the internet.
The younger girls giggle at Leela's dialect. She only went to school up to fourth grade. She and her family barely scrabble together $200 a year from their farm. But she says the computer lessons have helped her to supplement that meager income.
The head office of our union has set up a website where they're selling our products, like mango chutney and lime juice. We get more money for our stuff when we sell it through the internet. I've also learned how to do accounting on spreadsheets. Now I can get paid a little to keep accounts for our group.
Vikas Goswami runs Microsoft's Community Affairs program. She's pleased that the grant has helped some rural women get employment, but she has loftier aims for the program.
We are looking at it as a tool not only for empowerment, but also for information. Often the poverty issues in our country are not just because of lack of resources. It's A, because of access to resources, B, because of you don't have adequate information to make appropriate choices.
That's slowly changing, she says, as more small towns get connected to the internet, even if it's just through one shared computer. She's seen women look up health tips online or improve their tailoring designs by working on them digitally. Here in Mehsana, a few women have actually trained as hardware engineers. Some of them have never gone to school, but they can take apart these old donated computers and fix a problem with the CPU or the motherboard. In Mehsana, India, I'm Miranda Kennedy for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
Remember your econ.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.